Where are you going? 720 WGN and on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Showcase studio. And on the line with us as she travels, she is walking the walk of travelers, the one and only Eileen Ogans when it comes to vacations, when it comes to getting out, seeing the world, seeing your own backyard, and taking the kids with from takingthekids.com, the one and only Eileen Ogans. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's so cool that, like, you know, because you can't be just sitting down, right, just doing it from either a home or a studio or an office. You're like, wait a minute, I need to authentically be traveling at the time, and you're on a train as we speak.
True.
Well, to think about this, when you think about trains, some of the famous trains in the world, you know, the Orient Express, maybe a Japanese bullet train, or else the Tube in London, and I'm excited to talk with you. This is something that we're hoping to do probably this summer, and you say a lot of people should be hoping to do it, is finally, you know, taking that trip, going to Europe, and seeing
hopping
maybe
the pond.
Yeah, and seeing London.
First of all, this is a great time because after Brexit, there have been better deals for Americans in Britain, you know, because the dollar has been stronger against the pound. And for kids, England is a really great first trip abroad because everyone speaks English. Things are different, but not too different. And most of the museums, like in Washington, D.C., are free because they're government museums. Plus, anybody who's a royal watcher, all eyes will be on Windsor when Princess Harry marries American Meghan Markle in a few weeks. So I think it could be a really good time.
You hit on it, Eileen, because this is the thing. It is travel, it is Europe, and all those kind of mysterious and sometimes frightening things that can go along with that. But it is so familiar. You said it's the same but different because, you know, just from, you know, movies and television, you know, just and through history, I guess, right, is that we have such kind of a familiarity with it. Is when I mentioned it to my kids, you know, they're thinking Harry Potter and, you know, castles and, of course, for the girls, princesses, all that stuff.
Speaking of Harry Potter, just 20 miles outside of London is the Harry Potter Studios, which are just an amazing day trip for anybody who's interested in Harry Potter, you know, with sets and costumes and videos of people who worked on the movies. So that's just a really, really good bet. And then if you want to dive deeper, there are actual Harry Potter tours, you know, in Edinburgh, for example, where you might have, where they say J.K. Rowling got a lot of her inspirations. So that's a really good bet. As far as you have your pick of castles, including right in London, where Queen Victoria was raised, to the Tower of London, which is really great. And one thing I really love about Britain is their museums and castles and palaces have terrific supporting material for kids, you know, things like scavenger hunts and kid size booklets and things like that that you see in some museums in the U.S., but certainly not everywhere. But you will find them all over the place in Britain.
Well, but on the parenting side, too, which you also have, you get to see all that stuff. The kids will be glued to it. They love all that history stuff. But you also, as a parent, have that educational side. It's not like going to necessarily, you know, Disney World, which is just pure entertainment. This is a lot of history and a lot of education built right in.
True. And it's all in English. So that makes it easier on everybody, for sure. But you still have plenty of opportunity to try kind of stuff. And another thing we should mention is thatched roofs, you know, that are really almost too picturesque to be real. Or you can go to Bath or go to Oxford or Cambridge. So it's, you know, again, it's easy to let the kids help you plan the itineraries because all of these places have great online presences, you know, and in fact, I'll say for kids, you know, and you can look up different tours and so forth.
Well, here's the other thing, is on the public transportation side, you know, we mentioned the train when we mentioned, you know, where you were, and but also, too, is you've got, you know, the Tube there and the famous taxis. As far as, like, getting around London, like, what do you suggest and how does it work?
Oh, definitely public transportation for sure. You do, first of all, you do not, if you're an American, you do not want to drive in Britain on the other side of the road. Well, we would say on the wrong side, but they would say, you know, on where the driver's side is on the other side from us. It's just too easy to get confused. And there's really no need to, because the tube is so convenient and goes everywhere. And then if you want to get out of town, you can just take a train. So that'll make it really simple. And certainly you would have your pick of hotels, but with a family, probably the most easy, the easiest and the most affordable is to rent an apartment either through Airbnb or HomeAway or something like that. And that's a really good bet too, because it gives you a home base. And with kids, no one really wants to go out to eat, right? Three meals a day, a week or 10 days straight. So this way you can get takeout. They say, Indian chicken masala is sort of like our pizza, you know. Indian food is very popular. Or, you know, for kids, it's an education. It's a good lesson even to go to the supermarket and see, like, different brands of things, cookies and chips and cereal, you know, that British kids eat. And another thing is you could even take the train to go to France from here.
So you could actually take the train and go under the English Channel, I guess, right? And then
end up in Paris? Yeah, it's the Channel train. You know, it goes right from...
probably London to Paris.
Yeah. And, you know, a good thing about that is you're not flying, so you're, you know, taking the train right from central London right to central Paris. So you could even, like, leave your stuff if you really wanted to and just go for a day or overnight or something like that.
Here's the thing, too, and I know you mentioned Brexit and how things are changing, and with the euro, everything is what was typically, you know, more connected cost-wise, and the exchange rate for the pounds to dollars has never been one-to-one, right? Isn't it usually kind of one-and-a-half-to-one? Or what is it these days, the exchange rate?
You know, I'd have to look it up because it changes every day, but I think it's about 1.5 to 1, but it's certainly a lot better than it was for sure. So
Eileen, let us know as far as want to go to London, to Europe. What is the what's the best way to get a hold of you and the site where people can see all the stuff
sure,
that you've
just,
done on it?
Your listeners can email me at Eileen@takingthekids.com, and if you just go to my website takingthekids.com and search for London or England, you can find a lot of what I've written about it recently.
Eileen Ogan, she is the guru. Thanks, Eileen, so much for being on the train with us and jumping on even in your travels. And thanks for being on the show today.
Sure. Thanks for having me, and happy travels.